Title: Wobble Free Low End from Scratch with Resampling Only Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of the most important skills in drum and bass, a low end that does not wobble, does not randomly disappear, and does not start doing weird facey stuff halfway through the loop. And the twist is, we're doing it with resampling only. That means we're going to commit early, print our bass to audio, and then shape audio like a producer. Not babysit a synth patch that keeps moving under our feet. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass system. A sub-layer that's pure, stable, mono, and boring in the best way. And a mid-layer that has character and movement, but the movement is printed so it stays under control. Let's go. First, quick project setup so we're speaking the same drum and bass language. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a classic. Drop in a basic drum loop or build one quickly. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4 and some shuffled hats. Keep it simple. We just need something to mix the bass against. Now, headroom rule, while building, keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. If you build your low end while everything is already loud, you will overcook the sub and it'll feel inconsistent later. Quiet equals honest. One more coach tip before we touch instruments, pick one truth source while you work. Either your main headphones or your monitors, plus a spectrum if you like. Don't flip between 5 different speakers every 2 minutes. Get it solid in one place, then do translation checks later. Cool. Step 1. The sub. Create a MIDI track and name it SUB. Synth. Load operator. Stock device. Perfect for this. In operator, choose the algorithm that's just oscillator A. One oscillator, no fuss. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. That's your sub foundation. Make sure voices are set to 1 so it's mono. If there's any unison or extra voices happening, turn it off. We're going for stability. Optional but nice. Add a little glide, something like 60 to 120 milliseconds, that just smooths the note transitions so the sub doesn't feel clicky. Now create a one-bar MIDI clip. Choose a low note like F1. You can do E1, F1, or G1 depending on your key, but let's say F1 for now. Program a classic rolling rhythm. Here's the vibe, short notes with little gaps, so the sub pulses with the drums instead of turning into one long flat line. If you're unsure, just play several short hits across the bar and make them around an eighth or a sixteenth long. The exact pattern matters less than the concept. You want space. And here's a super important beginner rule that fixes a lot of random low-end issues. Don't sustain a sub note straight through a kick transient unless you want that overlap on purpose. Even tiny overlaps can create weird peaks depending on phase, and it feels like the sub is inconsistent when it's really just colliding with the kick. Now process the sub. But keep it minimal. Drop an EQ8. Don't high pass your sub. I know people do it by habit, but beginners often cut the thing they're trying to keep. Leave the high pass off. Then add saturator. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. That's it. That little saturation adds harmonics so the bass reads on smaller speakers, without turning it into a wobble monster. Listen with the drums. The sub should sound almost too plain in solo. That's good. In drum and bass, a stable sub often sounds quieter than you expect when it's alone, but with the drums it feels big. Now step 2, the mid-bass. This is where we can have movement, but we're going to print it. Create another MIDI track and name it MID. Synth. Load Waveitable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw. Oscillator 2 to a saw as well, or a square if you want more bite. Turn on unison, but keep it reasonable. 2 to 4 voices. Detune low, something like 5 to 12%. If you push detune too hard, the sound gets wide and exciting, but it can turn facey, and the low end starts smearing. Add a low-pass filter, the 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz and add a touch of drive, maybe 2 to 5. This gives it weight and attitude. Now add movement using LFO1 to modulate the filter cutoff. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount subtle. We are not doing huge brostep wobbles. The goal is, it feels alive, but it doesn't yank the low end around. Now process the mid-synth before we resample it. First, EQ8 and high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. This is key. We do not want the mid layer fighting the sub for the lowest frequencies. Then add saturator, stronger this time. Drive maybe 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Optional. Auto filter for extra shape if you want, but keep it gentle. Then utility for stereo width. Mids can be wider. Set width around 80 to 120%. If it starts feeling facey, back it down. Now copy the same MIDI clip from the sub track onto the mid track. Same rhythm. The rhythm locks, The layers feel like one bass line. At this point, you should hear, sub is steady, mid is animated. Great, now we do the magic part. We commit. Step 3, resampling, printing to audio. You have two easy options. Freeze and flatten is the fastest. Resampling to a new audio track gives more control. Pick whichever fits your workflow. Freeze and flatten method. Right click the sub, synth track, freeze track. Then right click again, flatten. Now it's audio. It's printed. It will not change unless you change the audio. Repeat for the MID, synth track, resample method. Create a new audio track called sub, audio. Set audio from to your sub synth track. Set monitoring to in, arm it, and record 8 bars. Do the same for mid. Mid, audio, record 8 bars. Either way, the point is the same. We've removed the risk. No plugin randomness. No bar 9 problem, where LFO phases shift and suddenly the sub dips. Now step 4, make the sub truly wobble free, using audio editing and mono control. Go to your sub, audio track, first. Open the clip and turn warp off. This is huge. Warping long low notes can introduce tiny artifacts that become very obvious in sub frequencies. Now add tiny fades to the clip edges. 1 to 5 milliseconds is enough to prevent clicks. Device chain on sub, audio, EQ8, and add a gentle low pass around 120 to 160 Hz. We're basically saying, this track is only the sub and low fundamental energy. Then utility, set width to 0%, full mono. No debate. Optional. A limiter as a safety net. Ceiling at minus 0.5 dB, and don't smash it. This is just for catching surprise peaks. Here's a fun coach trick. Use fades as part of groove, not just click fixes. Try a slightly longer fade in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds. It can make the note start less spiky, and on some systems that spikiness can read like wobble or unevenness. Now step 5. Control the mid layer so it never steals the low end. On mid, audio. EQ 8 first, high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. Don't be scared of going higher if the kick and sub feel clearer when you do. Set it with the drums playing, not in solo. If it's muddy, try a dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add multiband dynamics as a gentle controller. Not to destroy it, just to keep it consistent. If the low band is getting too thick, reduce it slightly. Let the sub do the true low lifting. Add more character with saturator or overdrive. This is where you create that I can hear the bass on a phone effect. Then utility for width. Try 110 to 140%. But again, if you hear weirdness, pull it back. Wide mids are great until they aren't. If you notice the sub feels like it disappears when the mid comes in, it's almost always because the mid has too much energy around 100 to 200 Hz. High pass it more, or turn it down, or both. Now step 6. Glue the two layers together. Select sub, audio and mid, audio and group them. Name the group bass bus. On the bass bus, add EQ 8 for very gentle overall shaping. Subtle moves only. Add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flattening. Optional limiter just to catch peaks. Now, quick phase check. Stock only, super useful. Duplicate your sub, audio track. Put utility on the duplicate and invert phase left and right. Play both subs together. If the low end mostly disappears, something's off. Warp might still be on somewhere, fades might be weird, timing might be shifted, or the mid might be leaking too low and confusing the picture. Undo the duplicate after you check. It's just a diagnostic. Now step 7. Arrange it like real drum and bass, using audio. Because it's audio now, you can chop, repeat, and control it with total predictability. Make an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 and 2, full bassline, sub plus mid. Bars 3 and 4, remove a couple mid hits, create space for drums. The groove often hits harder when you remove something. Bar 5, add a double hit. Take one mid slice and duplicate it onto an offbeat. Bar 6, for tension, mute the sub for half a beat right before a snare, or shorten it so the snare owns that moment. Bar 7, bring it back. Add a mid chop or a small variation. Bar 8, classic move, cut bass on the last beat, so the next section feels like it drops harder. When chopping, use slice at transients or just split with a shortcut and nudge clips for groove. And here's a clean trick. Create call and response by muting the mid for certain hits while keeping the sub consistent. That gives variation without destabilizing the foundation. Extra arrangement upgrade. Plan base breathing around the snare. Try shortening mid-hit so they end 10 to 40 milliseconds before the snare transient. That tiny pocket makes the snare feel bigger and your mix feels more professional. Now, a couple pro-style extras that still keep the low end stable. 1. Resample in stages. For the mid, you can print it, distort it, print again, eck, print again. Every print is you committing and making the sound more predictable. 2. If you want the bass to be audible on small speakers without wrecking your sub, do a parallel harmonics print. Duplicate sub audio and call it sub harm audio. On that track, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so there's no real sub. Add saturator with heavy drive, like 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then low pass somewhere around 600 Hz to 1.5K so it's not fizzy. Blend it very quietly. Your true sub stays clean and mono, but the rhythm is audible on phones and laptops. 3. Ghost sub hits for momentum. Add occasional very short sub taps, like a 1/32 or 1/16, right before snares. Very quiet, like -12 to -18 dB. Resample them into the same sub audio, fade carefully. It adds forward motion without turning into wobble. Now let's lock it in with a quick 15-minute practice routine you can repeat anytime. Make the sub an operator, print it to audio. Make the mid and wave eatable with subtle LFO movement. Print it to audio. High pass the mid around 120 Hz. Utility width to 0 on the sub. Arrange an 8-bar loop with a couple intentional mutes and one extra mid hit near the end. Export a quick bounce. Then listen on headphones and also quietly on laptop speakers. On the laptop you won't hear the true sub, but you should still perceive the bass rhythm from harmonics. On headphones, the sub should feel even, not swimmy, not like it's changing note to note in loudness for no reason. Let's recap the mindset. Sub is simple. Sign, mono, stable. Mid is interesting. Movement, grit, width, but high-passed so it doesn't pretend to be the sub. Resampling is the control move. You turn a potentially unstable synth situation into reliable audio. And the real drum and bass magic comes from arrangement and micro variation, not from making your sub do gymnastics. If you tell me your key, like F minor or G minor, and whether you're going for liquid roller or dark minimal, I can give you a ready-to-program 8-bar MIDI pattern and a matching set of settings for the mid layer that fits that vibe.